This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Well, we start off with a bang here. The Talk Radio... The Talk Radio Countdown Show is on the air with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen here in all my regalia to actually step out of the way so that Michael can go through the charts for this past week, talk about the stories, the people. We'll get into some of the things that happened, some of the highlights of the Talkers Convention last week. And so with that introduction, Mr. Harrison, you can please take it away.
All right, here we go. What a week. At number 10, Tucker on Twitter. And Light, is it pronounced Light? Is Chris Light
Licked.
Light?
Licked. Maybe it's Light.
Licked.
Licked.
Well, what a,
Licked and Light.
A lot of that goes on in the corporate world. Licked exits, yeah, dead. Yeah. But number 9, U.S.-China relations. At number 8, Russia-Ukraine war. At number 7, the Biden family investigation. At number 6, LGBTQ activism. At number 5, the East blanketed by smoke. At number 4, transporting of migrants. At number 3, House GOP infighting. Number 2, Trump indicted. And number 1, the 2024 presidential race, which is often running. The People Survey, Chris Licked Light, the guy from CNN.
Whoever that is. Who's not... He did such a marvelous job of cutting the audience in half in the year that he was there. So the reward is, you're fired. It's like Trump on The Apprentice. You're fired.
Yeah, which goes to show that the pressure goes all the way up to the top. You know, that,
well, of course.
You know, a lot of people don't realize that. At number 9, Tucker Carlson. At number 8, Hunter Biden. At number 7, Gavin Newsom. At number 6, Ron DeSantis. At number 5, Kevin McCarthy. At number 4, RFK Jr. Mike Pence and Chris Christie occupy number 3. Donald Trump is at 2, and Joe Biden is at number 1. And there you go.
All right, so we have as... would be expected. It'll always be near the top of our list every week, which, by the way, you can find at I was going to say Trump.com, where that came from, I don't know, at Talkers.com. Certainly that won't be confused with Trump.com or GoodDayShow.com. So the presidential race and all the accoutrements to it, I thought it was interesting this week as we try to separate the chaff from the wheat, and what's the difference between DeSantis and Trump, or Pence and DeSantis, or Nikki Haley, or whoever's running. So DeSantis says, as he rails against socialism, this week he declared a Victims of Communism Day in Florida, so that citizens could learn about the dangers posed by socialism around the world, and warning about this happening here at home. He says that he has done the trick. He's purged favorable references to socialism from textbooks in Florida, and he is he's talking about some of the Florida colleges and colleges elsewhere, Michael, as socialism factories. So what is this going about? You know, you'd think that he would sympathize with the migrants coming from socialist countries like Venezuela and Cuba, but instead he's been hostile to immigration. And I don't know, is there a...
That's an interesting twist, yeah. He's hostile against communism, socialism, and hostile against people fleeing it.
Yeah.
Why would these people be fleeing it to come here if we had it?
Yes. Or if they understood that we had it. I think he's tricky... He reminds me of Tricky. You remember when Nixon was president, we used to call him Tricky Dick? Some people did. Tricky Dick.
Yeah.
I think that Tricky Ron, I don't know, we come up with something that's more clever than Tricky Ron.
How about Ron DeSantis?
Hey! Somebody already did that, didn't they? I think it's good, though. Yeah, hold on to that.
It's amazing it works.
He's sanctimonious.
So you think that Ron is sort of a tricky dicky type of guy, or a slick willy?
Yeah.
Remember slick willy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the symbol. And at least we're bipartisan in our use of these old terms. Tricky dick, slick willy.
Yep. And so, under the circumstances, what do we have? What sort of person emerges as a future candidate and or future president? What are we
Donald
looking
Trump.
For? Well, you know what? I'm going to... I said this last week at the convention. I had watched that. If somebody was talking to me, I'd be interviewed by somebody. I don't remember who it was. But we were talking about the Trump visit with Sean on the, what was it, the night before the convention. Matter of fact, when I got to the hotel, that's what I was watching. The town meeting that Trump had with Sean in Iowa someplace. And as I sat there, you know, I've certainly been critical. I probably still wouldn't vote for Trump. But as I'm listening to him, I'm thinking, you know, I agree with that. I agree with that. I agree with that. This guy is making sense. And he's such a clown. I wish that he, you know, you can't, I guess, get the best of everything. But most of the things that he stands for, with the exception of, the big exception for me was the corruption in the Ag Department and his horrible, the Secretary of Agriculture. But generally speaking, at least in terms of saying, maybe doesn't reflect in deeds, but Trump had a lot of things that were appealing to me. And, I don't know, is that how it works? Would I vote for him? I can't imagine in this world. I'm more interested in number four this week on the people list. Here's something. This is like a rocket ship, right? The Robert F. Kennedy Jr. phenom. What do you think of that?
Is it a phenom?
I think it is. Yeah. I think he's come from nowhere. Nobody knew who this guy was. They know he's Kennedy's, Robert Kennedy's son. And they don't know he's 69 years old. They don't know he's married to an actress. He lives in Los Angeles. And he's an anti-vaxxer. And, you know, a lot of other things that are not typically considered at the forefront of Democratic politics. And he already has it's either a 24% or 27. There was a U.S. vote poll taken last weekend of Democratic voters. And 1,599 people were in the poll. And I don't have it in front of me. It was like 24% or 27% of the potential Democratic pool likes this guy already. What does that tell you about Biden and what the Democratic Party is trying to shove down their members' throats?
Well, I mean, you're saying that RFK Jr. and Donald Trump are saying things with which you agree.
Yep. What about
that's
you?
That's what you just said.
Hey, that is.
It's very easy to say what people want to hear.
Okay, what about the track record? We know what Trump did. He did some good things.
I think that there's more to it than just what you say. It's what you do, how you act, what you stand for, and what impact you have on a society and its institutions.
I think that's what you think, and I think that's the appropriate way to look at it. I'm not sure the American electorate is that precise in their thinking.
Some do and some don't.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the media and journalism seeks that information, and other aspects of journalism and the media seeks to tell people what they want to hear as well. But the key to really voting intelligently is to understand there's a difference between what people say and what they do, and understand the word pandering.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of pandering going on.
Ah,
and,
always
and,
is.
And that's all I can say. Yeah.
Say what people want to hear. All right, number nine this week on the story list is our relationship with China, as China now seems to be moving into Cuba, nearing a deal that would allow them to establish a surveillance base on Cuba. Won't that be handy for our friends? These are our friends. We made them what they are. And now look at what they are. They're eavesdropping. They want to know what's going on. They want to take over the world, and they can get the perfect foil in Cuba, because that's the one mistake, one of the mistakes Trump made was reversing the Obama policy and previous policies of having a relationship with Cuba. So we're living. And I don't know whether Trump will take credit or be given. The Democrats are smart enough to say, look, Trump, look what he did. He took us out of Cuba, and now the Chinese are moving into that vacuum.
That's the whole premise for sticking our nose in other people's business.
Mm-hmm.
There's a very big populist movement, and I think RFK Jr. is behind that we should stay out of other people's business, mm-hmm. that we should go back to the original George Washington-inspired idea of no foreign entanglements,
yep.
and stop investing in war, and stop giving war, machinery to our allies, and engage in what's called proxy wars, the Vietnamese war, proxy war, Korea, proxy war, Ukraine, proxy war. It's really, Russia versus the U.S.
Yep, behind the scenes.
We get into a situation with Taiwan, Russia versus China versus the U.S. But if we don't, here's the other side of the coin, and you just described it. If we don't do that, then we let these countries come in and take over and have influence and affect world markets and affect ultimately our security, because the world is a small place. It's not that big anymore. So what do you do? Do you stick your nose in everybody's business, or do you just run your own country and the hell with the rest of the world?
I'm going to stick my nose into people's health at the moment and talk about very safe weight loss. This is a product that has no drugs, no stimulants. The product is Calitrin, number one choice here in America for healthy weight loss. Some of our politicians could. There was a shot. The guy from CNN is in the list this week because he took a shot at Chris Christie. Maybe somebody should point out to Chris Christie, this is the safe way to lose weight, or maybe it's none of our business. But if you've made it your business to take care of you and members of your family, may I invite you to go to toploss.com, which is the headquarters for Calitrin, the number one way, not only in America, but around the world now, to have safe, natural weight loss. And the kicker here is you can keep the weight off. That's what the beauty is of this. Get on the program, Calitrin, all kinds of special sales right now, 4 months for $279, 83 months. Well, you look at the list at toploss.com and make up your mind. Use Doug when you check out and you have free shipping. That's Calitrin, lose weight the healthy way.
Top Radio Countdown.
Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin, who makes it sound so easy.
It really is super easy. It's once a day, right at bedtime. You don't have to think about it again until the next night. And I am a living testament, y'all. I've lost 40 pounds of this product, and I have kept it off.
But then what do you do when you have the urges to eat the stuff that puts the weight back on, so you go right back to where you started?
It is like a multifaceted product when it comes to weight loss, because it helps with sleep, and it's also great for joint pain, too. So we have brought back everyone's favorite sales that we've had over the last 26 years and put them into one giant sale. So we've got discounts on every bottle. We've got the buy three, get three free. We've got some other stuff on there. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see a lot of options on there, which is great. This is going to be a great time to get on Calitrin.
Elizabeth Miller, thank you for being here from Calitrin. Website again, toploss.com.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, here we are at 23 after the hour, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here going through, not necessarily in order, of the items that are in the story list and the people list from Talkers Magazine this week. You can find the charts listed at talkers.com and gooddayshow.com. Number six, the activism focus for people who are different. And I was about to say people who are different than us. But that's an assumption and maybe sounds a little arrogant because the world, it seems, is it, I guess my question here, Michael, for you in terms of observation, is it that there are more lesbians, gay people, bisexual people, and whatever other...
Trans and queer.
Yeah. So are there more of them? Or are we just paying more attention? Like, I would never have thought... There would be a story wrapped around this country singer, Brooke Eden, who has been, was told, she said she did an interview with regard to some of these things, and she's very active in the lesbian community. She's married to a woman that she met in 2015, but she waited 5 years to go public with their love because she was told by people in the country music world, if you go public with that, it will ruin your career. People who like country music don't like gay women, don't like gay men. It's not America. It's not patriotic to be gay. So she didn't. And then she said, you know what, I'm sick of this. I love this woman. We're gonna come out. So she came out and didn't affect her career at all. But maybe it would have in 2015. It doesn't do it now. If anything, it enhances it. Yeah, do you think?
Well, I don't know. You've asked a few questions. You've asked, are there more gay people today than there used to be? Or,
I did.
Or are we
That's
talking
true.
About it more? Or, yeah. or what? Well, what do you think? Do you think there are more gay people, lesbians, bis, trans, Qs? All of these things that you refer to as them, are there more of them now, or are we just creating an? Are we collectively creating an environment in which they feel safer acknowledging their ways?
Yes and no. I would say that there, in terms of percentages, there have always been gay people, and there have always been people who have been uncomfortable around gay people. So until the modern era, gay people have not been encouraged to be out there with their with their feelings. When it comes to some of the nitty-gritty things that I do think are new, like talking to 13-year-olds about sex change, and maybe, are you sure you're a boy? Do you want to be a girl? That kind of stuff. I think that's new. I think it's rude. I think it's crude. I think it's uncouth. I think it's unnecessary. As a matter of fact, I think it's immoral. But the other things that are part of this quote-unquote movement, I think are quite legitimate. But that stuff, no. I don't. I don't.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that which you refer to as us, the heterosexual world,
yeah.
I find that in your face is offensive.
Uh-huh.
A hyper heterosexuality in your face. Mm-hmm. People having sex on the street. You know.
Yeah. Right.
The way people handle themselves. That's you know, should LGBTQ people do more of what heterosexuals even find offensive among themselves is the question. In other words, how do we deal with sex and gender?
In America,
we have problems with it. We humans, screwed up. We're neurotic. You know, we're neurotic.
Speak for yourself. You think I'm neurotic?
I don't think I'm neurotic. God, you bring it to new heights.
That's why we're such good friends. I got it.
I think, if you look around, we live in a sea of neurosis.
We sure do. Yep. All right, speaking of that, we'll talk more about Donald Trump when we come back. 28 past the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Special Counsel Jack Smith spoke on camera with reporters Friday, claiming there is just cause behind the federal indictment of former President Trump.
Our laws are critical to the safety and security of the United States, and they must be enforced.
Trump is charged in relation to his handling of classified documents. A person long under his employment, Walt Nauta, has also been indicted in connection with the case. The ex-president scheduled for court Tuesday. The prime suspect in the 2005 disappearance of Natalie Holloway is pleading not guilty to extortion charges. Joran Vandersloot appeared in an Alabama court Friday after being extradited to the U.S. from Peru on Thursday. He faces charges for allegedly trying to get $250,000 from Holloway's mother. Holloway went missing while on a high school trip in Aruba in May 2005. Her body has never been found. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Attention small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, you're used to the Talk Radio Countdown music. We get back into the second half hour of our Talk Radio Countdown. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. Michael from Talkers Magazine. The fireside chats that you had last Friday at the convention down at Hofstra University, your alma mater. And you told me something I didn't know. I've known you for 30 plus years. I did not know you grew up down the street from Hofstra. I knew you were a New Yorker, but for some reason I thought of you as a Brooklynite. I don't know why.
I'm from Brooklyn. I'm from Brooklyn, but I wound up moving to Long Island. And when I say I grew up down the street was 7 miles away, 8 miles
yeah,
away.
Yeah, okay.
You know,
close enough.
I didn't live next door. But it's that whole Hempstead Turnpike, mid-island, Long Island thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
it's a nice area, actually. I thought it was quite a nice area.
It has its pluses and its minuses. When you go back to a place that you grew up in 100 years earlier, there's always a shock value, you know.
Not for me. I'm still where I grew up.
Okay.
There's no shocks here. I mean, people move around. It's unusual for people to stay where they grew up.
Well, what happened, you know, I lived my childhood years from 6 years old to 12 years old or 13 years old in a town called Farmingdale. And then I lived my teen years in Freeport, both on Long Island. So you go back to those are formative years. And then I haven't lived on Long Island forever. I mean, I've lived in L.A. I've lived in San Diego. I have a place that I've lived in South Florida. I've gone back to New York and lived there. And, of course, I live in Massachusetts. So I have a whole different view. So you go back to the strip that you used to drive, you know, the area that you grew up in those formative years, and you see the differences, and occasionally you see something in the middle of the new architecture that was there when you were a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And we have
plays differently sometimes.
Well, it's mystical. It's mystical going back to an old neighborhood you haven't been in a long time and going there at a different stage in your life. You're older, you're different, and you see the same sidewalks you played on as a kid or whatever. Unless you've gone away and lived other places and not gone back in a while, it's very hard to explain that. I see people listening all around the country and nodding at me. They've had that same experience. I can see my listeners. But that's what happens when I go back there. Now, that place that we have the pizza party on Friday night after the thing, I invite a bunch of my closest friends. You know, there's nothing political about it, just my buddies. And we go to this particular pizza Italian restaurant joint. That place is owned by the same family since the 50s.
You were a kid.
How many places can you go that are exactly the same as they were when you were a kid?
No. The pizza is good. We were talking off the air about the pizza. I'm not usually a pizza eater. I love it, but it doesn't agree with me. And yet the pizza that I had more slices than I probably should have last Friday, and it settled fine. It took, I thought on the way home I would not be comfortable, but I was fine.
Yeah.
Good pizza.
A big plug. Nobody's getting paid. There's no trade. There's no nothing. They have no idea who we are. I take out 25, a room for 25 people, and we pay full price. So this is not a commercial. But that Borelli's pizza on Long Island is better than any I've ever had.
Yeah.
And there's the old, I grew up with certain pizza syndrome. You know, people think the pizza they grew up with is the best. Whatever you grew up with is the best, but this is actually the best. And Long Island has fabulous Italian restaurants, fabulous Chinese restaurants, and fabulous diners. And all around the country, people who did not grow up in New York, Long Island, or New Jersey, any place called a diner is usually just a glorified
Connecticut has good diners, too. Yeah.
As you get closer to New York.
Yeah, it's all close. You're right.
Most
from
diners,
Milford on down.
Yeah, most diners are just fancy luncheonettes.
Yeah, no, these are real diners. Shiny. That's actually a good one in Wallingford, too, if you get down there. All right, let's get back to our countdown. Actually, I want to go back. Well, I want to stay with the... I want to go back to the convention, because you did a couple of fireside chats.
Ah, yes.
That I would like you to talk about. I know that the video will be available on talkers.com, but I think it would be instructive for the audience to hear, because the people you talk to are so much a part of conventional talk radio and talk TV.
Well, the fireside chat is a term that goes back to Franklin Roosevelt's radio fireside chats. It's a figurative term. There's no fire, and there's no fireside. As a matter of fact, it's the heat of the summer. But that being said, a fireside chat is a one-on-one conversation at a convention, and the name of it gives sort of the idea that it's really no-nonsense and intimate and candid, which hopefully these were. I did two such fireside chats. I did one with Christopher Ruddy, who is the CEO and founder of Newsmax, and he's sort of the man of the hour in terms of the cable TV wars, the cable news talk TV wars. And the other fellow that I did a fireside chat with, might be of less interest to the people listening to this broadcast, is a CEO of Connoisseur Media, a major company. His name is Jeff Warshaw, and we talked shop. Yeah, we talked shop. The reason we put him in there is because his name keeps coming up as somebody who might be
ahead of the network.
He might be one of the people that buys one of the major companies down the road. Yeah. So we always like to get him before anybody else. Chris Ruddy and I talked about the nuts and bolts of what's going on in cable news talk television.
Well, you've known him for years. You had dinner with him and Trump once a year or two or three ago. I forget when it was.
I had a number of dinners with him and Trump. But I know Chris Ruddy all the way back to when he was just a reporter starting out his own little business called Newsmax, which was at that time a conservative website. Mm-hmm. And he's done an incredible job of building it into a major force. I think Ted Turner started CNN in 1980.
Yeah, right.
He started Newsmax in the 1990s, and look at it today.
So what do you now? Let's fast forward or go back a little bit. One of the things on the list this week, about the people list and the story list, is this fellow Licht or Light, whatever his name is, the fellow who ran for the past year CNN and oversaw its demise. Now he has the network has half as many viewers as it did a year ago when he took the job, and so they fired him, as well they should have. But you look at the prominence in the 80s when Ted Turner started CNN, what the idea was, it was the first of its kind. And then you think, okay, will Newsmax suffer, or any of these outfits now, suffer the same fate as the audience changes?
They certainly are in danger of suffering the same fate, and that's why positioning, you know, positioning and strategy, it's like being a football coach, mm-hmm. Or a basketball coach. These are very important things to deal with when running a television news talk network, because you're caught between being serious, objective, credible journalists versus the daily dance of affirmation, targeting an audience and telling them exactly what they want to hear.
Yep.
And this is a difficult dance. It's a difficult dance. And obviously, what happened with CNN, it didn't tell enough people what they wanted to hear.
Yeah.
And that seems to be the dance going on right now on the right between Fox and Newsmax. Now,
look out for News Nation. I think you're going to see things. People are getting wise to all of the pejorative stuff. It's like, okay, there's an audience for people who want to hear what the Fox folks say. There's an audience for what the people, for what is being said on MSNBC. Yep, there's an audience for this show. There also is an audience for straightforward news reporting, which was the standard before, and we've gotten off of that standard.
Yeah, but if we only judge these news networks by how many people are watching, and this is what scares me, you know, Chris liked or licked, was fired because the audience is half the size. What if the audience is more intelligent? What if the audience is that group of people that you're saying wants journalism? I'm not saying it is.
Yep.
All I'm saying is, when everything is judged by how many people are clicking and how many people are watching, well, what does that have to do with truth?
It has to do with money.
Well do you realize the terrible predicament that we're in?
Yeah.
If the only standard for journalism is clicks, then any crap could pass as successful journalism.
Well, listen to it with the radio. There's a lot of crap on the radio that gets listeners, and therefore an audience is something that can be sold to advertisers, and that's how all these people get paid.
But you can't have your cake and eat it. You can't have both distinguished journalism and necessarily a large audience. When you're keep your eye on News Nation. Are you saying that there are more people interested in the kind of journalism they're attempting to do than people wanting to hear what Tucker Carlson says?
I'm saying that's where my heart is. And I think there are other people with me. Like, my heart may be with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. because he says, hey, I don't know, is he really the real machine? Is he the real McGilla? I don't know. We'll find out.
But what do we do about the fact that box office is the only determining factor of quality in today's society? It's not.
Well, it isn't, because the Oscars.
Movies.
Yeah, well, the Oscars don't follow that, but you'd like to think they would. Maybe there's a little better blend. Should Mission Impossible, or let's go back to Top Gun, should that have won the Academy Award for the Best Picture? In terms of sales, it was a runaway. So why didn't that win Best Picture? Somebody in the inside circle didn't think it was the Best Picture. So, you know, that whole business of the Oscars becomes irrelevant.
Yeah. That's politics. That's,
you know,
industrial politics.
I don't want to go. We only have a minute or so here. It turns out a number. It was originally, before we redid the charts, the whole business of the PGA and the Saudis was on the list. And it turns out Phil Mickelson was right all along about the PGA Tour. Do you believe these guys have sold out to the Saudis? The Saudis will buy money. Buy it up. We want everything that has anything to do with money. I find it hard to... I'm not a golfer or a fan, but I just look at that, those damn arrogant Saudis and what they do.
Do you believe that Trump's son-in-law sold out to the Saudis? You know, come on.
Sure, I do. I believe that. Just like I believe Hunter Biden sold out to the
right.
Chinese.
You know,
huh? Yeah, okay.
Welcome to human nature and to the problems we have dealing with ourselves.
Time for you to discover what you love. 100% guaranteed everyday perfection. If you're looking for something that's good for dinner for Dad for Father's Day, get their extra-aged, juicy, and tender steaks. Their bigger and better burgers. The feast of other favorites, which you can have right now by using the code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG. You can save a lot of money on Dad's favorite grill pack. $99.99, that's the deal, including 8 free Omaha Steak burgers with your order. OmahaSteaks.com for Father's Day. Use the code 30DUG for that $99.99 deal. The people list now from Talkers Magazine like to sprinkle the actual stories and the people list into our various programs about what's going on in talk radio so you have the official list. So at number 10 this week, it's Chris Licht, who used to run CNN. Tucker Carlson is at 9. Hunter Biden is in the 8th position. Goofy Gavin Newsom is at 7. Ron, wonderful Ron DeSantis is at 6. Kevin McCarthy is 5. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is at number 4. Mike Pence and Chris Christie tied as candidates for the presidency in the Republican Party. Number 3 this week on our people list. Number 2, as you might imagine, it's the back and forth between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Biden's number 1 because he's the president, usually gets a little more airtime. But you have a hard time distinguishing between the two of them because some people think Trump still is president. That's number 2. All right, so that's the people list, according to Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79, and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin, who makes it sound so easy to get on the Calitrin program. Is it really, Elizabeth?
It really is super easy. It's once a day, right at bedtime. You don't have to think about it again until the next night. There's no crazy diets or crazy workout plans. This is just healthy weight loss.
What's the way that people can get the most for their buck, the biggest bang for their buck in terms of buying Calitrin now?
Well, right now, we do have our greatest hit sale up for this is our 26th anniversary of helping customers lose weight. So we have brought back everyone's favorite sales that we've had over the last 26 years and put them into one giant sale. So we've got discounts on every bottle. We've got the buy three, get three free. We've got some other stuff on there. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see a lot of options on there, which is great.
Elizabeth Miller, thank you for being here from Calitrin. Website again is toploss.com. This is the Talk Radio Countdown, our charts for the week of June 5th to the 9th, officially from Talkers Magazine. At number 10 on the story list, Tucker Carlson and his whole business with CNN and Twitter. Number 9, our relationship with China and what's going on in Cuba. Number 8, the war between the Russians and the Ukrainians. Biden and his family all being investigated. Number 7. Activism on the part of special interests. It's number 6. The number 5 story this week is how the East Coast is blanketed by that smoke from the Canadian fires. The migrant and immigration problems, number 4. Number 3, infighting in the Republican Party. That's being overplayed, I think, but they love yakking about it because most of the stations are right-wing. That's why it's number three. Trump being indicted is number two, and the presidential race is number one. This week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Tahi Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Joining us once again is Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is a professor of law. He is a lawyer. One goes hand in hand, doesn't it? Do you have to be, though, a lawyer to be a professor of law? Does that go one go hand in hand?
You know, legally, no. Practically, yes. There's no law school that would hire you if you weren't.
Right.
Or so, be disbarred.
Yeah,
that wouldn't
right.
work no, well either.
Number one on the hit parade. Okay. So this week we have a few things that might be of interest and import. The number two item this week on the Talkers Countdown chart is the indictment of Donald Trump. I said, just so you have a context as to what's been going on before you showed up on the scene here, that Trump loves this stuff. He deflects all attention from himself. He's had two indictments, right, so far, and he never talks about the indictment. He talks about other people who have done the same have done the same thing. It's not just me. It's all of them. Why didn't you go get them? And that the audience eats that stuff up. So is this indictment, the last one didn't go very far. What's going to happen with this one?
You know, it's like the top ten, but the top two are the ones that he needs to worry about. And this one is number two. Now, you're absolutely right. There's a theory. I teach a course on misinformation, disinformation, and propaganda. And you're well aware of it. There's a theory called cognitive bias. And the idea is that we reject information and news in this polarized society today that doesn't comport with what we believe. And so Trump really works on that and just says, no, these are all hoaxes. I mean, with the stuff calling the prosecutor a Marxist, Really, Donald Trump, a Marxist? It's ridiculous. So people don't buy that. This is very serious, and it isn't something that other people have done. It is, you know, if it was the issue of he had kept some documents and then was asked for them and returned them, that's fine, and that is something that people have done. On the other hand, he kept documents that he should not have. He kept them in an insecure location. They were sensitive documents. He lied about having them. He directed his attorneys to lie about having them. He came forth with such ridiculous defenses, I can do whatever I want to do, that quite frankly the court probably won't even hear them. If you want to get down to the more interesting things here, is this was being investigated by a grand jury in Washington and then recently in Florida. Now, the Washington one, they have shown no hesitancy, juries there, to go against Trump. However, Florida, he may have, you know, a little bit of an edge, and he's also going to have judges that don't have the experience with this kind of really technical legal stuff that they do in Washington. And why did they choose to bring it there? Because Trump's lawyers probably would have won if he was indicted in Washington, where there was no connection. All of this was happening in Florida. So that's why the charges were brought there. But quite frankly, like you said, this isn't the major thing, although he turned it into something that's major. Major is going to come in August when it comes to the kind of election fraud that he still perpetrated. And quite frankly...
Come on, Steve. How can you say that?
Because every piece of evidence, even it has come out, he hired some research firms look into this, and they all came back and said there was absolutely nothing there, and he lied about it. The RICO laws, which were set up to fight organized crime, have been used against a lot of criminal activities that have not been organized crime, and it does appear that the attorney general in Georgia is looking to possibly indict him and others on RICO charges. So those are going to be big.
Here we go again. All right. Right? How about the Biden family investigation? Where is that legally? Hunter is no sweetheart. I mean, there's got to be dirt on him, too. Come on.
Hunter is a... I'm trying to think of the words I can use on the radio. Okay, that will work. And he's an embarrassment. But to date, you know, the investigations are going on, and they should go on. Certainly there's some political motivation, but he's not really a savory character. They didn't find anything with Ukraine. The Supreme Court probably came in his favor with a decision recently in regard to him lying on a gun application. There doesn't seem to be a lot there other than he's a spoiled piece of crap.
The lights are out. Lights out, nobody home. All right, thanks. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.